Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer here in New York, in the beautiful city of New York City. And I'm sitting here at my bright red desk, broadcasting on a beautiful Sunday. And how does it get much better than this? Hard to happen. What we do here on the Weekly Weather, and this is the Weekly Weather for the week of August 17th, 2015, and a shout-out to Jane, who booted her boot. Thank you for all the prayers for her healing her foot. She is officially walking and frisky and free again. So here's to Jane, free of her boot, booting the boot, having gone through the boot last summer. Complete empathy for anybody stuck in one of those boots. And so shout out to Jane for that and a couple other people who are up for surgery. Please send prayers, you know, just kind of general, you know, prayers. They didn't want their names mentioned, but, you know, just kind of send it to Anne's friend. What we do here on the radio show is we talk about the weekly weather ahead. And this is a big week. Yesterday, we had the Venus Star Point, and I got back from Santa Fe last week and had a wonderful time. Out there doing the lecture and talking about the Venus, and that we have actually six Venuses to choose from, not just our natal one, but we have five new ones. So those of you who want to know about your five Venuses, feel free to call me. And what our job is to work with abundance. We had a Venus-Sun conjunction in the sky, and it is asking us to start a new eight-year cycle around love, money, prosperity, abundance, and what makes our heart sing. It's in the sign of Leo. It's at 22 Leo. It happened yesterday, which means we're still in orb. And of course, today we have a nice little Virgo moon that lets us be productive and sit down. So what I want you to do when we're finished with the radio show today is I want you to sit down and I want you to light a candle and I want you to talk to the candle and I want you to kind of get a piece of paper and write down what you want to bring into your life around love, abundance, money, creativity, expansion in your Leo house. So think about it. In my case, it's the seventh house. So hopefully more of you will listen to me. Hopefully I'll be able to get my act together and be back on the track with writing the column because, man, that's gone to hell in a handbasket lately. And expand. What's the vision? What's the creative vision that you're trying to bring? Whatever house Leo runs in your chart, in my case, it's the seventh house and a little bit of the sixth. It's my work and it's my clients. And my son's in that house because I'm a Virgo. So I like to work with people, have always worked with people. You know, starting when I was a little Girl Scout, we did visits with shut-ins. You know, that's my seventh. I'm a seventh house kind of girl. Where is your Leo house? That house, whatever the degree of 22, is starting a new eight-year cycle. And if you think about August of 2007, 8 years ago, August of 1999, August of 1991, go back in eight-year clumps, right? Keep doing August of 83, keep going, August of 75. There was a vision that came in then that you kind of went, oh, wow, that's the vision. So this week, of course, the universe likes to remind us, August of 75, I was in college, and I got a proposal of marriage, which I did not take. And I had breakfast with the brother of the guy who proposed to me this week. And we were chatting, and he's retired, you know, the brother's retiring. And my mother really liked this guy. And actually, she went to his wedding. It's kind of weird when your mother goes to your ex-boyfriend's weddings, but whatever. She went to his wedding when he got married, and he had a very lovely life, but it made me think about, yeah, you know, that was the life I didn't pick, August of 75. I could have gotten married when I got out of college, and that would have been a whole different life. So this week, this now, I want you thinking about what you want to bring in the next 8 years. What is your heart's desire for the next 8 years as expressed by your seventh house, whatever house the Leo rules? I don't care, whatever house Leo rules. Find that Leo house. And sometimes it rules two. Remember, if it's like 15, there's 15 degrees in the house before it. Leo looks like the lion's tail, for those of you who are new to astrology. But we are starting an 8-year cycle, and I want you to just spend some time tonight. I can't tell you one of the things we were talking about, when we were at the Venus Star Point workshop was understanding the power of intention. When we bring an intention to something and we go, okay, this is my intention, right? This is my dream, and we initiate, we're calling on the heavens to help us. And this is calling on the heavens with the moon in Virgo, with Mercury in Virgo, and they're very much paying attention. Mercury in Virgo goes, I have a plan. Jupiter just went in Virgo. He wants a to-do list. He's got a to-do list that he's got ready to roll. And the moon today is in Virgo, a to-do list kind of moon. So I would give yourself some extra time, take a few minutes, doesn't take long, and just sit quietly with yourself and think about the next 8 years, what you want to initiate, what you want to bring in, what's important. Also last week, we had Jupiter go into Virgo, which officially launches our T-square. I've talked to a few people lately in readings, and I say, remember how busy you were in May and June? And they all go, yeah, really busy. Well, multiply it by 5, because that's how busy you're going to be this year, from now through July of 2016, all right? So Jupiter opposite Neptune, did you feel it kicking? Did you feel it get a little faster? Did you feel it get a little speedier? Now, Jupiter in Virgo is also very precise. Not always a happy sign for Jupiter, because it's a little bit too many details to keep track of, and he just prefers to wave his hand and go, fix it, fix it. Do we have to talk the details? And, of course, with Jupiter in Virgo, yes, we have to talk the details. It's part of the deal. So he's now talking to Neptune. Jupiter's talking to Neptune. Two of them are having a little confab. Saturn's going to get in the mix come November. But the two of them are making a lot of plans. I want you blue skying. I don't want you going, well, I don't know how I'm going to do that. I want you just going, that's the vision. Figure it out. Do it like to Jupiter. You know, go stand over with Jupiter and Virgo and go, that's the vision. Just do it. Wave your hand, kind of like the queen or the king of your life, because you are the queen or your king of your life. And order your planets to get busy figuring out how it's to happen. That's the goal of the week. The vision of the Venus-Jupiter for the next 8 years, the Venus-Sun, the next 8 years, remembering what you didn't choose, which I did at breakfast on Wednesday, whenever he was in town. And I went, life not chosen. Wow, yeah, it would have been a whole different life, you know, really. And different choices, different understandings. So now as this initiation happens, use it consciously. Take and apply to it. Go, yes, this is the vision I have. And you're not too old. I did a reading recently with someone. She goes, well, you know, this was my dream. And da, 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 da. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, well, I'm old now. I'm like, hey, Colonel Sanders, Kentucky Fried Chicken. He did stuff when he was old. All these people have done a lot of stuff when they're old. Never too old. Long as you're still here, focus, do it, go for it. So that is the lecture for the week. Focus on that Venus. Focus on the new energy coming in with Jupiter in Virgo, which is a busy, busy. Now, I will say to you, the T-square does need, because it's starting to form, we're in orb, it does need you to plan consciously, because it is going to go very, very, very fast. It's a mutable T-square. Mutable T-squares, it's like a million and one things come flying in every day, and your job is to prioritize and to also build in extra time for yourself so that you are set and able to do all the things that are on your plate, because there's going to be a lot of stuff coming in. T-squares are highly active. It's going to be in the Virgo house. It's going to be in the Pisces house. And it's going to be in the Sagittarius house. So those three houses are going to be super, super busy. This first part is visioning. We start building when we get to September, we get to November-ish time when Saturn gets in the mix. Then there's a revision thing that goes on. We got a big Mars retrograde last year, next year, kind of messing it all up. And then we really lock and load on it in the spring when the T-square is very tight. So it's a lot of energy. and a lot of push. So I want you really focusing on how to work with this. The moons this week are a little more detached than last week's moons. The moon this week on Monday is in Libra. Moon goes void at 1:16 in the afternoon on the 17th with a sextile to Saturn, very productive. Then it's void in the afternoon from 1:16 to 2:23 Eastern time for all these times. And it goes into Libra Saturday, Monday afternoon, all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday, going void with a sextile to the Sun. Very accomplished moon. Moon in Libra, very accomplished, answering to that Venus retrograde, revising, figuring things out with a lovely sextile to the Sun. Moon goes into Scorpio at 5:24 in the morning on the 20th of Thursday, and it's in Scorpio all day Thursday, all day Friday, going void at 3:31 on Saturday with a square to the Sun. The moon in Scorpio is a little bit of a harder energy because the moon is in its detriment, but it also, we still have Saturn in Scorpio, so we still have to deal with that. Hi, Remo. We still have to, come here. Yes, I know. You'd just like to be part of the radio show. really, it can be quiet in the house for a whole 3 hours, and I get on the radio show, and he's here saying hi. Hi, how are you? So the moon in Scorpio is in its detriment, meaning it wants to wrap up some of the Saturn and Scorpio stuff, and square Saturn and talk to him, or join with Saturn, sorry, at the same time that the Sun in Leo squares Saturn on Friday. So Thursday, Friday is a goodbye time, a lot of goodbyes. And a lot of endings. And sometimes it's, easy goodbyes. You know, your kid's going off to college and you say goodbye and you cry. Other times it's a little bigger. And because the Sun in Leo is squaring Saturn, this is the last time the Sun and Saturn are going to meet until 2042, okay, in Leo-Scorpio form. They're going to meet in other forms. Obviously, they do that a lot. But this is the last goodbye, or the long goodbye. Maybe we'll call it the long goodbye. So the Sun in Leo squaring Saturn in Scorpio, right, and the Moon in Scorpio at the same time. So the Moon is very melancholy, and the Sun is like, yeah, you know. So I always think of those kind of days as being, you know, when you can smell fall in the air and you know summer is almost over. But also Sun in Leo square Saturn brings a bit of a melancholy or a bit of a finality, and that's going to be at 7:40. On the 21st, on Friday night, and right before it, the moon squares Venus, right? Moon in Scorpio squares Venus at 7:13. So we're really working with a lot of goodbye energy on Thursday, Friday. Then at 4:41 on Saturday afternoon, the moon goes into Sag, which is a much more happy, upbeat moon, although it is going to be ending with a square to Mercury. So it's a little over the top. But it's usually Moon Sag square Mercury in Virgo. It's usually going to be, you know, you're going to get some news you didn't really want to hear. But it's not always bad news, you know. Then on Sunday, the Moon's in Sag and the Sun enters Virgo. All right, now think about this. That T-square that we've got that's going to form. Moon's in Sag, opposite the Sun, square to the Sun. I know, come here. This side. I can't pet you on that side. The Sun, come here. Over here. Come on. Thanks. The Sun in Virgo is very much about service. And, of course, that marks the end of August. That marks the end of the summer, that we're entering the last month of the summer, September, which is we go towards the fall equinox in 30 days of Virgo. So our week this week features that. Now, the beginning part of the week is easy, easy peasy fun. Moon in Libra, everybody's happy, kind of content. It does have a square to Pluto, but it has a sextile to Mars, so it gets things accomplished. It's happy. When we get to Wednesday, Venus is going to trine Uranus. Now, this is, remember, Venus is going backwards, so she's going to do this two more times. This is her second. She's going to do it one more time. And so this is kind of a creative thing. Wednesday is a really lovely creative day. Gets a lot accomplished, unusual stuff, finish things off, ready to go. Thursday, Friday, we get a little more intense because the moon in Scorpio comes forward and it squares, I'm sorry, the moon in Scorpio comes forward and it squares Mars and Leo, and then it trines Neptune for a deep emotional feelings on the evening of the 20th, that's Thursday, and then, of course, the last goodbye of the Sun to Saturn for 30 years. This is the end of it. This is the ego recognition realization part of the Saturn in Scorpio journey, okay? He entered Scorpio October of 2012. He's been playing in it, and now with the moon, with the moon hitting it, at the same time the sun does, big emotional processing Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning until 3:30. Big ending energy, okay? And for the people that are hanging on by a little thread, that can be they're out of here, okay? For the people that are the situations that have been running for a while, that you're really unsure what you want to do with, that's when you really find out for true, for sure, what's really happening. That's when they go, yeah, that is the answer. No, you're not moving forward with us. No, this is finished. We picked that one. We're done with you. Or you say, I'm done. I'm out of here. I got a new job. I got a new life. I'm moving to Chicago. I'm moving to Seattle. A lot of Facebook posts this week where people were packing up and moving on to new lives. This week, next week, very big decision-making times where people are really changing the structure of their life. So this week, first part of the week's easy. Back end of the week's a little sad, little tears, little, you know. And then, you know, sun goes into Virgo, moon goes into Sag. We pick up our bootstraps and we move forward. But first, before we do that, I do want to encourage you, sit down Monday, Tuesday, when the moon's in Libra, answering to Venus, and make your wish, make your list, make your wish of what you want to bring in and manifest over the next 8 years. What does that list look like, right? My little Kronos just said we went into the hour of Saturn on the day of the sun. So now we'll do the hard part of the week, what's coming up in the week ahead. Also, I am going to be in Cleveland at the end of the month of September, and I'm doing readings there. I'm going to be there on the 26th, the 27th, and the 28th. So I'll be doing readings on Monday the 28th, if you can get the day off. And I'll be doing the readings on the 27th are sold out at this point, and then the 26th. And then, because I'm always learning, I had a really crappy solar return this year, so I'm migrating for my birthday. I'm going to go and live somewhere else and try it out and see how it works, because I did not like my solar return for this year. So I'm going to be in Vegas, I think, on my birthday, the 11th and the 12th of September, flying back on the evening of the 12th. So if you're in Vegas and you'd like a reading, it's not going to be on the calendar, shoot me an email and we'll schedule it. I'm flying out on, I haven't booked it yet, but the plan is to go to Vegas, 10, 11, and fly back on the 12th, evening of the 12th, because then I have a party on the 13th, you know, can't miss the party. All right, so that's the other option, Vegas or Cleveland. And then in October, I'm in California. More details on that as we go. Okay, so the week ahead, and that's, of course, if you want an in-person reading. I'm good on the phone, too, I will say. Leo. Our sun is in Leo. Woo-hoo-hoo. It's in Leo from 24. Leo goes through Virgo, enters Virgo on the 23rd next Sunday. And as it goes through Leo this week, it does have a couple of ending aspects. It ends with Vesta on the 21st. It ends with Pluto on the 21st. And it squares Saturn. Now, Saturn and Pluto are in what's called a hard aspect right now. They're semi-square to each other. So the Sun sesquiquadrates Pluto, which is a square and a semi-square, and then the Sun squares Saturn. That's the 21st. Hard goodbye energy on Friday the 21st. Endings all around. And then on the 22nd, Sun squares Admetos. Now, Admetos is a trans-Neptunian planet. But it's a very sensitive point, and often it's a goodbye, okay? That's Sunday, that's August 22nd, the evening. Mercury, busy guy this week, he's whipping along. He goes from 16 Virgo to 24 Virgo. And he has a quintile with Saturn, which means he has a great plan. Comes up with a great plan on the 17th. And then he gets married or partners with somebody on the 19th. He comes up with, this is a fabulous idea, let's do it. And then he has a little bit of a meltdown on the 20th, where he argues with Chiron and he feels bad because Uranus is disappointed. There can be some hot words on the 20th, meaning the words can be, you know what, ba-ba-ba-ba, you know, because Uranus in Aries is going backwards, but it's in conjunct to Mercury. And never underestimate an Aries planet for having a sharp tongue. So as it talks to Mercury, you may find you're criticized. Mercury in Virgo is a little thin-skinned. Jupiter in Virgo is a little thin-skinned. The Moon in Virgo is a little thin-skinned. So we can have thin-skinned energy this week, too. And then at the end of the week, on the 23rd, the Mercury semi-squares Mars, which is, I got a whole lot of stuff to get done energy, and I don't have a whole lot of time. Venus, moving backwards, she's a 20 Leo, and she's migrating backwards to basically 19. She's not going real fast, but, you know, a degree a day is not, degree every couple of days is not bad. She has a trine on the 19th to Uranus, which, backwards trine, though. So this is a revising. Now, remember, Uranus is going backwards, too, till Christmas. So the two of them are both going, you know, maybe not. We had the plan to do this. That kind of reverse engines energy. Vroom. And then Venus has a biquintile to Pluto on the 21st. And that's kind of a, I don't want to say it's a sad energy, but whenever Pluto's involved, we have some kind of drama or some kind of story. And he's, you know, he's getting back to where he was in February, end of February, beginning of January, end of January, beginning of February. He's moving backwards, and he's kind of, you know, he's, I don't want to say he's alone in the sky, but he's kind of feeling like nobody's hanging out with him. And, you know, Pluto, you know, he had that bad, he's kind of like the boy named Sue, you know, I always think of him. He's a boy named Sue. Why'd you name me that? You know, well, I knew I wasn't going to be around and you were going to have a sucky life. So Pluto kind of has a sucky life, you know, he just, you know, so he's a little crabby this week. And so our job with Pluto is he's at 13 and he's moving back to 12 and stationing. With the Moon going through and Mercury going through and, you know, he's just square, semi-square to Saturn. And he's kind of sad. So a lot of times this is a melancholy aspect. So your job, I mean, you know, you can be melancholy. That's, you know, the end of summer. Summer's coming to an end. Those sad songs. See you in September. But it also is a lot about the structures, the possibilities that you used to hold for yourself. And I think that may be why I've had all these people calling me and saying I'm old and I can't do it. And I'm like, no. Georgia O'Keeffe. You know, I start listing off all the old people that did stuff. And they're like, but I'm tired. So this is also a tired energy. You may find you're really exhausted this week. And I do want, with the emphasis of the T-square, with Neptune opposite the Virgo planets, we do need to build in extra time. I know I've been hitting that bed and just out, dead, out like light, not alive, dead, finished, gone, boom. Extra sleep, extra rest, extra personal care, time where you just sit quietly, connect with your soul. Very important. Will help a lot with the melancholy. Will help a lot with the deep feelings that want to well up this week, particularly towards the end of the week. When we really realize this is over, we're done, we're going to the new level. Mars is in Leo, which is a productive Mars, but remember, he's following all the other planets who have been marching through Leo, and he's kind of the cleanup guy. So he's coming along and he's going, well, you know, what's possible is this, and what's not possible, you know, is that. So he has a sesquiquadrate to Chiron, which is a little bit of wounding, and he also has a goodbye to the group, on the 22nd, where he says goodbye to stuff. And he has an in conjunct to Mars. In conjuncts to Mars are, you know, he's kind of fiery, and Mars and Neptune's kind of, you know, evasive. And so Leo's kind of a little irritated, right? Because he's in conjunct. There isn't really anything he can do about it. So it's okay. And it's really, I mean, I was pondering earlier on something on Facebook. I was like, you know, am I doing it for the right reason? Am I, you know, why am I doing it, and is it for the right reason or not, right? And that Mars in conjunct to Neptune, or the Mars in Leo, really, is am I doing it, am I acting in right relation for myself? Very important while Mars is in Leo. He wants you to act for yourself in right relation to your heart, right? So I threw, a friend of mine threw a tarot card, and it was the Chariot, which is proceed, but you're a little anxious, and then the Page of Pentacles, that it actually would lead to something good, even though I'm a little ambivalent about it. So I'm like, all right, you know, am I doing it for the right reasons? Is it, you know, where is it from? And of course, whenever we get these ideas in our life about things we're supposed to do, we always have to go back and say, what am I doing this for? Am I doing this for the right reason? Why am I doing it? What's the purpose? So this week, as Mars aspects Neptune on the 22nd, you're going to question your purpose. Jupiter also aspects the nodes of destiny on the 17th. So he's saying to them, is this for the right reason? Are you doing this for the right reason? And your job is to go, I hope so. You know, I thought it was for the right reason. But it also is an aspect to the south node. So sometimes with that Mars energy ruling that south node, sometimes we're doing it because we're irritated. We're not really doing it because we want to. So just kind of watch your motivations this week with Mars and Leo. What am I motivated by? Is it ego? Am I just pissed off? Am I doing it because it's really right relation for what I need to do in my life? How am I in right relationship to my life? Uranus aspects Chiron with a semi-sextile. So this is a blind spot. So Uranus goes, da-da-da-da-da-da, and Chiron goes, no. And so there's a little sadness there, right? And they're both going retrograde. So there's also a little bit of looking back, you know, like I did this week about, yeah, I got asked to be married back in the summer of 75. Different paths chosen. Chiron, Uranus, what was the path chosen? Think of it. Chiron also is talking to the nodes of destiny. And sometimes the choices we make lead us to a destiny we hadn't really figured we would get to. So when they're talking to the nodes this week, it's about understanding that the destiny you've gotten to was based on the choices you made. All well and good. You're not too old. Don't like where you are. Make new choices. Try it. Try and change it. Does not have to be the way it is. All we have to do is change. Excellent book, Carl Greer. Change your story. Change your life. Pick it up. Believe. Easy to do. Chiron opposite Juno. A lot of woundedness in partnerships lately. We're going to see that, gee, that partner who I thought was so bop, actually is pretty wounded. And that's okay. We're all wounded. There was this card I had once, and I was looking for it. I thought I still had one. And it was, we're all messy rooms, and we're looking for someone who understands our messy room and doesn't judge it. And I think that we're all messy rooms, and it's okay to be a little messy. It's okay to not be perfect. Remember, Jupiter in Virgo wants us to be perfect, and we're not. And, of course, when Jupiter is in Virgo and he's working in his lower form, he's going to say, hey, I thought you were going to be perfect. And your job is to go, hey, Jupiter, lower form Virgo, man, it's about the process. It's about the process. I'm a work in progress. I'm a work in process. And we are all works in process. So be kind. Be kind, be kind. Going to be a little bit of a tough week out there. A lot of people losing things, saying goodbye to things. And Mars and Leo, we want to act from a heart space. And on that note, the British lady says, bye-bye. And I say, bye-bye. And I wish you all a great week. And I'll talk to you next week. This is Ann Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk. And now I'm going to go feed Remo. Take care. Bye-bye.